Good morning and happy Wednesday, everybody. Coach MJ in the house. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let's enjoy this Wednesday together. I will tell you, I'm having my whole entire backyard ripped to shreds. The whole thing. It's getting pavers, it's getting walkway, all the things. And so they've been over a little bit further, but as soon as I was getting ready to get on this call, as things tend to go. The backhoe and some kind of a jackhammery thing is just right here. So hopefully you don't have to hear it. Corinne usually has lawnmowers, and today I have a digger and a backhoe and about five guys. I know I brought my microphone. People say they can't hear it, but it's fucking loud to me. Like it is so fucking loud. It's loud. All right. I do have some things we're going to talk about this morning before we get to our questions. Make sure that you post all of your questions in the Q&A so that I can see them. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone so everybody can see. You know how it goes. Make sure that you have saved the date for lose 10 pounds by the end of the year. I can't remember what it's called. Check your calendar. It's our workshop. So it's included in your membership. You know, we do several workshops. If you've been around forever, we used to call it Handling the Holidays, but now it's just called Lose 10, I think something. Check your calendar, November 2nd. It's a half day workshop. Corinne will be with you for the half of the day. I will not. I will be heading to California. I'll be in California, moving my daughter from one apartment to the next. Yes. But I have seen the stuff. It is extremely good. Yes. Thank you, Christy. You know what? I just saw that. I just saw the time changes that day. We fall back. You know, you spring forward. That's the time change day. So make sure you got your clock set and you put it on your calendar. So, what is everybody using for their candy challenge? I'm not using candy, I'm using Cheez-Its. But then somebody else is using Cheetos. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to switch halfway. You know, I'm a cheesy treat girl. So, you know, I work with a lot of members via email. You know, if y'all need help, wherever y'all are. If you email me, I will answer you. If you go to Ask Coaches, we will answer you. If you're in Facebook, we will answer you because we are where y'all are. We meet you where you are. I don't give shit. Where you are, that's where I shall be. So the thing is, I've been working with this lady back and forth in email for quite some time. Her name is Kathy. Shout out to Kathy. She wrote in and asked a question today. And she said, you can either address it on the call. I know, oh, there's Kathy. She's on the call, but she can't talk. But I said, I would address it here on the call. And so I've really been thinking about it since she emailed in. And so the first thing I did, she sat when she's at enough. And she's sad. And I think a lot of y'all are experiencing that with the challenge. Corinne did a post in Facebook yesterday about, like, you know, are you one, two, three, or four, whatever. And a lot of people are sad. Like, I can't eat anymore. Like, this is all I get to have today. That's where a lot of people are living right now. And it's the same when you're working on stopping at enough. You know how much food you used to eat, and then you look at your food and you're like, well, shit, I'm at enough. I'm so sad. That's so sad. Now, there is a Corinne 365. If you go on our website under resources, you will see the stopping at enough reset is available to all the members. There's a stopping at enough cheat sheet on there. There's like the best of these Q&As that are there. And there's also like a guide to the Corinne 365s that she did about stopping at enough. So one from August the 20th, I wrote it down. Why you feel sad after you stop eating. And I sent this to Kathy. I listened to it again this morning. I even took half a page of notes on it because it was really good. So when you notice you're sad, when you're at enough. I'm at enough, or I finish my, you know, sweet treat or whatever it is, candy challenge treat for the day, and I am sad. It is not that you're sad, the food is gone. or you're done eating. You are sad because of what the food meant to you. For a lot of us, it is comfort, it is relaxation, it is a break, it is friendship, right? All of the things that we have implemented food instead of other things, we're sad because it's when we're done, it's like all of my comfort is now being taken away. All of my fun is now being taken away. It's not the food, it's the feeling that it gave you, which is a big distinction, y'all. We got to quit giving the power to the food. We've just used food to either create or to suppress a feeling for so long that when that is taken away, it's the feeling we miss. It's not the food, it's the feeling that the food gave us. We miss what the food represents in our mind, not the food. So when you do that, you're gonna have to have a conversation with yourself. And this is what I'm about to get on my soapbox in a minute, y'all. When we want to make changes, nobody wants to feel bad ever. Nobody wants to feel, we want to just go through life experiencing positive, lovely, unicorn emotions, no pain, no discomfort, no sadness, none of that. But y'all, that's a part of life. It sucks, but it is real and it is here. When you have a habit that you've had for a long time, when you have inserted food instead of comfort, friendship, rest, whatever it is, and you take it away, guess what it's going to feel like? Not good. It's not. It's not going to feel amazing. You are not going to stop eating and be like, I am so glad I'm doing this for myself. I feel healthier already. This is so amazing. I'm taking one step closer to my goals. This is fantastic. That is not how it works. You're at enough. You've got goals. You've made a decision to stop at enough, and your brain is like, this sucks. Why can't I eat like everybody else? I hate this. Why did I do this to myself? This is what's wrong with me. This is how I got here. This isn't fair. Everybody else gets to eat what they want to eat, and I don't get to eat what I want to eat. This sucks. And we make it 50 times worse. It already is going to suck. And then we pile suck on top of suck by the way we talk to ourselves. Is it going to suck at a zero level suck? No, it's not. But we can take it from a, a DEFCON 10 suck to maybe a 2 suck. And you can remind yourself the reason it feels so bad right now is because I've always used this to comfort myself. I know it feels hard right now, and that's to be expected. But the more I practice it, the easier it's going to get. I'm willing to do this as many times as I need to make it feel easy. If I repeat this enough, it will become a habit. If I just wait right now and put this food away, it's going to help me figure out what I need instead. This is not only going to change my weight, but it's going to change my relationship with myself. And I'm willing to walk through this to get there. Those are the types of conversations we need to have. And when we think that whenever we take away the negative talk of the beatdown, it should feel amazing. No. It's going to just turn the temperature down. It's not going to suck as bad. But if I were here, if I told you, if you do this candy challenge for 30 days with your Reese's or your Cheetos or your whatever it is, and in 30 days from now, it's not going to feel amazing until about day 20. Day 20. You're going to walk through for 20 days, and immediately when it's over, it's not fair. It shouldn't be this way. I wish I hadn't done this to myself. Why did I get in this shape? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, no, it's supposed to feel bad. I've used food this way for so long. It makes sense that I want to keep eating it. But today, I'm willing to put it down and just see what happens. If you do that for 20 days, and I tell you, in 20 days, it's gonna feel super easy. Would you be willing to walk through those 20 days? Yeah, probably a lot of us, knowing that from then on, Cheetos is not gonna have a hold on you. Reese's peanut butters aren't gonna have a hold on you like they have. It is not always about feeling amazing. But what we want to do, you know, we talked like when we were talking about thoughts and stuff several months ago, I talked about the scooch. Getting one little baby step closer, taking one of those shitty thoughts and maybe just turning it down a little bit. So maybe it still doesn't feel amazing. But it doesn't feel horrible. It doesn't feel as bad. That's what you have to do. That's what we have to walk through. And that is what we're working towards. So, one thing Corinne said in that August 20th, Corinne 365, I don't have to love this part. This isn't the part I love. I'm going to love it later when I figure this out. I'm not going to love it today. I mean, what a great thought. That's such a great thought. I'm not gonna love it today. I don't have to. I'm working till 8:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time. I'm not gonna love that. Do you think I'm gonna love it? No. Now, I could say, there are some things I could say. I could say, this sucks. I don't wanna sit here all day. This is too much. I don't wanna do it. And I gotta go to Nashville this weekend, and I'm work all day on Saturday too. That's unfair. I don't like that. Or I could say, this is part of my job. I don't have to love it. This is just how it is sometimes. It doesn't happen very often. It's not always like this. I don't have to like this part. And then I can think about all the amazing things. I'm going to be in emails with everybody. I send new members emails on Wednesdays. I love Wednesdays. It lights me up. I love it. So I'm going to think about all the good things I get to do all during the middle of the day. Because I love it. I love Wednesdays and Thursdays are my two favorite days of the week. I do the Q&As and I get to email members all day. Well, I email members a lot during the week, but it's my two favorite days of the week. Today's a long one, but that's fine. And I get to look outside and watch them build my little patio. Like I get to like see life out there. It's getting cooler and crisper. I'm thinking about that too. Like there's so many other things going on besides a long day at work. There's a lot going on around me. That when you put that food down, you're talking about 5 minutes out of a 24-hour day. That's it. That's it. And it feels heavy and it feels big. But it's a blip in your day. And if you put the candy down and you just say to yourself, I don't have to like this part. This is the part that feels hard, and that's okay today. And you sit with that for 5 minutes. Guess what you get to carry around with you the other 23 hours and 55 minutes? Pride. Is it worth the swap? Kathy says it feels big when it's the highlight of the day. You got to start talking about your day in a different way. I went poop this morning, y'all. I have been on steroids. I hadn't been feeling good. I am feeling fine. I am celebrating poop. I'm celebrating that my husband finally agreed on shit done outside of my house. I am celebrating the shit out of that. My hair, somebody said something about my hair. I have got a great hair. I even sent a picture to my hairdresser today. I was like, girl, I swear my hair looks good. You've got to, in all the little moments, in all the little moments, you have got to quit looking for the big moments. I tell y'all every day when I wake up, I'm so thankful my coffee's made. That is a moment. That's the joy moments you've got to find. I know Kathy's on here and she's talking about she gets up at 5 in the morning and goes to work out and da 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 da, whatever. That is joy. That is a choice she makes every single day. And she can be like, here I go again, having to go exercise. No, I am so glad that I made this commitment to myself. I'm so glad this is a habit that I have. I feel so much better when I go. You can talk about things like they're an albatross around your neck, or you can decide they're a choice that you make to be good for yourself and talk about them like that, y'all. I can sit around in my dooter talking about my long day, or I can talk about all the amazing things that are going to happen during my day. I went in this morning, I answered 20 emails from members. I love it. It lights me up. I get to do my favorite thing every day, hang out with y'all, no matter what else is going on. And I could say these members just can't get their shit together. Why do they keep asking the same questions? Instead, I think I get the privilege of helping them. I want, because with Corinne and OBS, we want every woman to lose all of their weight for the last time and feel as amazing as they deserve. And that's what I wake up every day to do. And make you feel just a little bit better. And it's not going to be daisies and rainbows and unicorns 24/7. It's just not. Some parts of it's going to suck, and that's okay too. But every time you give yourself the gift of the pause, or the gift of putting the fork down, or the gift of getting up from the table and just saying, I'm done for right now, it is a gift. And when you start talking about it like a gift you're giving to the person you're trying to become, the easier it gets, the less it sucks, the less hard it feels. We have got to do that. And we got to quit talking about stuff. We got to quit talking about stuff like it's the worst thing ever. We've got to. When you notice you're going through something that you've got to go through, and you notice you're starting to feel super heavy and like, man, whatever. That's when I always say this, tell this story, but I realized when I started running how much your thoughts affect your body. I would run and I would even tell myself, like, this is so hard. Oh my God, I got like five more intervals. This is never going to be over. This is terrible. My breathing got worse, my legs felt heavier. Still the same five intervals I got to do. But if I said, I know I can do it. This is really hard, but I'm making it through. The only way through is to go through one step at a time. You'll figure this out. All of a sudden, my legs didn't feel so heavy. My breathing didn't feel so labored. It was the same five intervals that were left. It was all how I would talk about it. I could sit around and talk about how difficult it was and how hard and how unfair and how I wish I didn't have to do it and how I'm never going to get through. Or I could say, I know it sucks, but I can make it through. That's what I'm saying too, Christy. When you leave food, you get pride on the other side. That's what we're looking for, y'all. That's what we're looking for. And listen, you know, Karen said, Jill Angie did a great podcast one time. About she got rid of I can do hard things. Because she said, in order for you to say I can do hard things, you first have to decide it's hard. What if we just decide everything's doable? I can do whatever I put my mind to. Leave bites behind. Not really good. I've never really done it before, but I bet I can figure it out. Instead of deciding all of a sudden it's hard. What if it's not hard? What if we just decide nothing's hard? What if we just decide that we're in no BS, we have all the support that we need, we can get all the answers that we need, and if I'm willing to reach out, they're going to help me figure it out and I can do it. It's not hard. What if we decide that, y'all? Just as a collective group, it's not hard. You've got the support of me, Corinne, the coaches. The other no BS win, what if we just decide we can just do whatever the fuck we want to do because that's who we are? What if we just figure shit out from now on, no matter what it is? What if we just do instead of sitting in how hard it is? Here's the situation I'm presented with. What's the first step to get to the other side? What if we just decide that today as a group? And we just are like, we're not gonna call shit hard anymore. Not gonna call it hard. We can maybe say it's challenging. We can maybe say there's a lot of steps to take to get there. But I bet you when I take a couple of steps forward, if I get stuck, somebody is gonna be able to help me figure out the next step. What if we just do that? I don't want to sit around thinking shit's hard all the time. That sucks. I don't want to live a hard life. I want to live a doable life. I want to live a life in community. I want to live a life with these women here that I love with all of my heart that are going to help me figure shit out. That's what I want. I don't know about y'all. That went way off script. We've gone way off. That's what I have to say. I'm got fired up. I even have boob sweat a little bit now. Whew. There we go. Soapbox by MJ. Yep. All right, let's get to your question. But seriously, if you are sad at the end of your food or whatever, August 20th, Corinne 365, why do you feel sad after you stop eating? It's very, very good. Even if you don't have trouble with like enough. Just like, but you're like having trouble with this candy challenge is really good. So, yeah. And update on my knee. It still hurts, but it is feeling better. I got a steroid injection in my knee on Friday and I just finished my steroids. Took the last two this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. God is good. So I am done. My moon phase hopefully will start to decrease. Hopefully, I feel like my face is very round. I just have not been feeling good. Yeah, I'm very thankful. How bad did the shot hurt? Not bad. They sprayed it with some kind of coldness, and then the shot had lidocaine in it. And when I got up, I was like, it's healed. Oh my God, it felt, he was like, that's the lidocaine. Give it a little bit of time. It'll hurt again. I was like, thank you so much. And he was right. In about an hour, it hurt. It was really sore the next day, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm figuring it out. Oh, Kitty gets cortisone shots every 3 months. The steroids have upset my sleep. They have made me more hungry. They have made me antsy. They have made me very anxious. I don't like that feeling, but you know what? It's the steroids, and it's going to be out of my system. So there's that. All right. Anonymous says, I'm confused as to the blue graph that's posted, the numbers 1 through 4. What am I missing? I don't know. Does anybody in this here chat know what that is? I don't know what that is. A blue graph. Where is it posted, Anonymous? I would like to know where it would be. Okay. Jane says, I lost my weight during COVID and have managed to keep it off since 2021 until recently. I put around 4 kilos, which is about 8.5 pounds, over the course of this year, and I'm currently at 68 kilograms. I've watched a few coaching calls and redone the maintenance course, and I'm toying with the idea of making a maintenance range a bit higher, but keep thinking this will be a cop out. I love the way I eat at the moment. The relationship I have with food is better than it's ever been, and I don't want to lose that. But I'm not happy with the midsection of my body. I love everywhere else, but my trunk is a bit flabby and I don't have much of a waist. I'm 66 in a couple of weeks. Happy birthday. And there's a part of me thinking that it's just to be expected at this age, but maybe that's another thought to make it easier to not do something about getting back to my original goal. I'm still struggling with the old shitty thoughts about a need to diet, count calories, cut back on carbs, et cetera, and the guilt about not being prepared to put the work in. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I love that you're looking at your goal life. That is the most important thing. We are trying to create a life that we love, not necessarily a number on the scale. Now, if you love your food life, your relationship life, the life with your clothes, the life with your activity that you have, you get to make a decision. Do I want to work on my thoughts about the midsection and what I think about it? Do I want to make peace with it? If not, think about, I want you to do this, Jane. What do I need to level up? in order to lose these last few pounds around my middle? Am I willing to do that for the rest of my life? That's what it comes down to. If it is doable, I mean, girl, you got another 20 something odd, 25 years at least to live, 30 years. Look at your habits now, what you need to level up in order to get those 4 kilograms off again. Is that something you're willing to do for the rest of your life? And then we'll take it from there. You can go to ask coaches, you can email me, make sure you tell them the questions I asked you, answer those questions, and then you can decide from there. Because if it's not something that you're gonna, if it's a quick fix, like counting calories and all that bullshit, you don't want to do that for another 30 years. That's bullshit. You don't want to do that. What is doable for you for 30 years? And if it's doable and you're like, you know what? I could do without that for 30 years, then that's what you'll do. If you're like, no, that's a quick fix, I don't want to do that forever, then don't. You get to decide what your goal life looks like. Okay. What Laura says, I weighed in this morning and realized I've gained 24 pounds since a year ago. I'm eating too much food and have been drinking more alcohol. I'm taking this to ask coaches, but help. Okay, Laura, if you don't have data, that's where we've got to start. Before we go anywhere else, I want to know, how often are you eating when you're not hungry, and how often are you eating past enough? Now, if you've gained 24 pounds, I bet data has not been your friend.
Oh.
If you are not a planner, I don't care if you've been in this membership for 5 minutes or 5 years. I do not care. I don't care. When you first join, we have the quick start tracker. If you go to the website, the top of the No BS Weight Loss course, you will see it's right there at the top, quick start tracker. You can download it. And fun fact, there's no magic in that sheet. It's just, what did I eat today? You write down at the end, you don't plan. You just say, what did I eat today? Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? That's going to help us see where you are typically overeating. Usually, we're always overeating. But if you look, it's usually one meal or it's a snack. Like in our head, it makes it so, like we make it so big in our head. But when we get data, we're like, oh shit, I'm just overeating at dinner every night. Or, oh my God, I'm not waiting for hunger. I'm not even hungry for a snack anymore. And it makes the problem not feel as big. When you got actual facts to back it up, usually we're not in as bad a shape as we want to think we are. Because our brain's job is to keep us safe and to make things easy and all of the things that it's supposed to do. So it's going to catastrophize. It just does. It's good at it. It just does its stuff, right? But that's what I want you to do. I want you to get me some data. Or if you know, Laura, that there is a time of day that you're like, MJ, I know I'm never hungry for a snack, but I eat it anyway, then we need to cut out the snack. And this whole first part of that thing is exactly what I was talking about. And your thought is going to be, this is just a habit I've created. I don't like this part, but I know I can get through it. Going to kind of suck at first, and it's going to get easier every day. Those are the kind of conversations you've got to have. But I bet you, Laura, you could tell me right now what your problem is. You can take it to ask coaches all you want. I bet you know when you're overeating, if you are real deep down honest with yourself. You know you're going past enough every night at dinner. You know every night after dinner, you're sitting on the couch eating your face off. You know those one or two things that could help. And the other thing, Laura, I want everybody that is stuck or gaining weight or whatever to always reach out and let us know. We can help you, first of all, number one. And number two, what is the low-hanging fruit? Do not shoot for the brass ring. I've been eating every night at after dinner for 25 years. I'll start there. No. I know I'm eating 2 bites over at dinner. Maybe I'll just start by serving myself 2 bites less. Yes. Low-hanging fruit. Collect some wins. Make it easy on yourself. Motivation follows action, which is exactly the truth. I'm working with somebody right now that's going on vacation and she's lost weight. And the scale is going down. And she's like, I don't even think I want to drink on vacation. Like, I've been cutting back on my drinking and whatnot. You know why? Because she is motivated because she took some action. She took action. She was like, I don't think I want to eat on the beach. I don't want to snack on the beach. I don't snack at home. I don't want to snack at the beach. Why? Because she's got motivation because she took action. And what happens is we try to go for the pie in the sky action, and it is so difficult. And it's like so much has to change and so much thought work has to go on. And you have to talk to yourself for so long that you quit. If we would just start with the bare minimum, low hanging fruit, be like, oh, that was easy. I bet I could do something else. What could I do next? What's the next low hanging fruit? And then that's where momentum builds. That's where action starts. That's where we got to start. Don't pick the one thing that is like you've been in it forever and ever and ever, and it feels like a mountain to climb. So, what is your low hanging fruit? What is the low hanging fruit while you get me some data? And then you email me or you take it to Ask Coaches. Or, because I'm just going to tell you, for a lot of you that are like, I'm not waiting for hunger. I'm not waiting for hunger. It's water. If you're not getting water in, water and hunger are best friends. Water is the unsung hero of hunger. If you are not drinking water, your brain is going to ask for food. It's going to get hydration from somewhere. Somewhere. I drank four of these yesterday. It is so important because my hunger has been off. I've been on steroids. So I asked myself, what is the easiest thing I can do to make sure? Because I know my signals are a little bit off right now. I know they're off a little bit. How can I make waiting for hunger easier? That was my question since I started these steroids 2 weeks ago, and it was water. And I have doubled down on water like nobody's business. I have made sure I got my water in. I'm not gonna skip. I've gotten more in actually. And it has made hunger easier. Yeah, Karen said sleep changes things too. Absolutely. But for a lot, y'all just need to drink some water. That is for a lot of y'all, that's your low-hanging fruit. That's your low-hanging fruit. Make it a game. Y'all know I didn't drink water when I started OBS. I would cough sometimes when I would drink water. Because it wasn't wine or coffee. I didn't know what to do. And so it was awful. I was terrible at water. And so I had those plastic containers, plastic bottles, like, the screw-on lid. When I would get in the car and go to work, I'd be like, okay, before I can get out of my car, this one bottle of water's got to be done. I would do it on the way home as well. I would do it in the morning before I leave for work. It's got to be done. And I would chug it. And that was three. And that's 16, 32, 4, and I only had to have 16 more. It was so much easier when I set a goal for myself every little way along the way. We've got to get better at that. So you get me some data and let me know. All right. I know. And the steroid did help. The steroid did make me thirsty too. Kristen said, do you consider thought work massive action? It feels passive as there's no external evidence of all the thought work goes on. I think, well, they're writing it down. No, I think they're both massive action. Because if you've got thoughts that are running around in your head, just kind of running your life, the first thing is to become aware of what they are. Whether it is you just journal out loud verbally or you write it down. Because a lot of people don't want to do it because they're scared of what might come up. But the real massive action is continuing on with working on it, with picking a few thoughts that you know are like just at the base of your life that are running the show and catching them. Like I always think about like whenever I used to think about catching thoughts, I used to think about like butterflies in a field, right? And so there's, because we've got like, what is it, 60,000 thoughts a day or something? I don't even know. More than that. I don't know. Anyway, like think about all these butterflies in a field. And there are thoughts that just go all the time. Some of them are helpful, some of them are not. So then, you get like a the little guy like that has the net. So you're just going out there trying to catch a thought. And you're going to get these different thoughts and then you're going to work on them. And there's still a lot of other thoughts running around, but you can really only work like in any moment one thought at a time. You've got to catch it. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is this going to get me where I need to go, or do I need to work on it? And it is continually going out in that field and catching those thoughts and asking yourself, is this a good thought for me to have? Is it helping me? Is it even, first, is it even true? That's always the first question, because 99.9% of the time, it ain't even true. But it's going out there and continually, that's the massive action part of it. Recognizing them, catching them, working on them. And eventually it is going to show on the outside. Because our internal thoughts create actions that we take. I mean, think about stopping at enough. This is so unfair. I hate this. It's not it's so hard. I wish I didn't have to do this. Can't believe. Then we just beat up on ourselves. And what do we typically do? Eat. That's what we do. Our thoughts show up in our actions. That's why thoughts are your massive action. It is so much easier to stop at enough saying, this is the part I don't really love, but today I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it this one time, see what happens. That's a thought that creates the action of stopping. Okay? That is what you have to do. The thoughts eventually do show up on the outside. Every thought that we have creates some sort of action. You have, I'm thirsty. You feel thirst, and then you're like, I'm gonna go get some water. And then what do? You go get water. Or your thought could be, I don't have time for that right now. If that's your thought, I'll get it later. Now's not a good time. I don't want to have to pee later. I don't want to ask them to pull the car over. I'm sitting in the middle seat in the airplane. I don't want to interrupt anybody. That's gonna create the action of not getting water. All based on what you're thinking. We don't just go out and take action willy-nilly in this world. Every action we take is driven from a thought we have about the thing. And so it is massive action. Let's see. Darlene said, during the candy challenge, I'm in maintenance high end, but my biggest thought is I can't maintain or lose doing this every night. I'm doing frozen yogurt. Okay, what if you're wrong, darling? What if you're wrong? What if you can? Now, you don't have to wait for hunger, darling, but maybe for you, you want to wait for hunger. I'm in maintenance. I want to stay in maintenance. Maybe that's your thought. Then you could say, you know what? For this month, I'm willing to eat a few bites less at dinner so I can sit down and really enjoy this frozen yogurt. You can also make that choice. This challenge, you can wait for hunger or not. You get to craft it any way you want to. You get to craft it any way you want to. So maybe that's what you do this month. You could. You were like, somebody even, I saw somebody post on Facebook the other day and they were like, I wasn't hungry, so I just decided not to have it. Love that. We've got all these women in here doing this challenge. I bet you for not, there's going to be thousands of different ways that it gets done. I'm going to Nashville Friday and Saturday. I'm not taking my Cheez-Its. I'm not going to do it Friday and Saturday. I'm just not. I don't want to pack them. They could get scrunched. I don't want to do it. So I'm not going to do it Friday and Saturday. I probably won't do it in LA when I'm moving my daughter. I'm flying somewhere else. I won't do that. It's going to look different for me. And that's okay. You get to decide. So you could try that, but you could also say, maybe I'm wrong about that. I will tell you, yesterday I ate my Cheez-Its early. And then I told you the steroids make me kind of antsy, especially in the middle of the afternoon. I get like, I think once it like gets all in my system and whatnot, and I was just uneasy. And I must have thought about them Cheez-Its. I was like, I could just get another bag. Because they're portioned out. Here's my thoughts. You could just get another bag. You're actually a little bit hungry. They taste really good. You should go get some. And then the other thought was they're already portioned. They're not that bad. And then somebody had said something about my, whatever snack. And I got like 16. I just reached in and grabbed handfuls. I was like, it's not even a full, because it's like 12 in the box, 12 servings. And I got like 16 bags. And I'm like, it's not even a full serving. You'll be fine. It'll be okay. Like the urges yesterday were so strong to go get another bag of Cheez-Its. So I can't even describe y'all how strong it was. It was rough. But I was like, you know what? It's okay. The only reason I'm wanting Cheez-Its right now is because I'm antsy. I'm a little bit anxious. We got a lot of moving parts right now at work. We got these people out here. They ask me questions. I have to keep getting up and answering questions. My mama's being a donk. Like there's all the, we got these travel plans coming up. My knee is still hurting. How am I going to make it through the airport? Like all these thoughts going through my head. I was like, that's the only reason that you're wanting those Cheez-Its right now. And I even said, your mama's still going to be a donk. You're still going to feel anxious. They're still going to be drilling outside. The Cheez-Its won't take any of it away, which is true. My circumstance ain't going to change because I go in there and I eat a damn bag of Cheez-Its. My life will still look exactly the same. But then what do I have? A little regret on the back end. A little bit of a regret. Wish I hadn't have done that. Now I have to think about what I'm going to tell myself tomorrow. But instead, and like I was talking about at the beginning, it didn't feel amazing, y'all. Didn't feel amazing. And it was several conversations with myself several times. And I'm like, it's okay. Everything is going to be the same whether you eat the Cheez-Its or you don't. It's not going to make a difference. And it would it have felt better for a second? 100%. I would have been chewing. That calms my nervous system. I actually did get some gum. I have some gum over here that, like, sometimes when I'm anxious, because your brain, when you're chewing, it does something to your nervous system. So I did get some gum, just because I've been like above home base, as Kathy Hartman would say, just because of the steroids. So that's what I've been doing. I know. I wish, honey, Karen, if Cheez-Its would fix my mama, I would just eat them 24/7. I would. Dawn said, I lost 70 pounds without planning because I've historically been so hard on myself when I fuck up. It's like Thor's hammer from the sky. It's clear to me that I need to rework my whole relationship to planning in order to continue letting go of my weight and feel safe having goals in other areas of my life. I'm making plans and trying to learn from the feelings that come up. How can I understand, be patient, or God forbid, even celebrate my forward movement because I am moving forward? That doesn't look linear. Or when I want to be further along than I am. I mean, of course, like, look, the day you start losing weight, you want to be further along than you are. That's normal, right? When you, the day you say purchase, click no BS, you want to be in maintenance. So I think that's normal to want to be further along, right? But you're making changes that are going to last a lifetime. So, I mean, that is a normal human response. We want to be there. We want to be at the end, you know? So I think that's fine. And if you are, so you said you have been planning. For a lot of people that are very resistant to planning, and I do love planning, but when you're very resistant, give yourself some choices. Think about it like your menu. So it doesn't feel as tight to you. Because for a lot of us, and you know, for me too, there's a lot of days I put choices on my plans. A lot of days. I just need the freedom. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know what is here. Because my husband, he retired now and he don't go nowhere. He's supposed to go to work. I make him leave every day. He's still here. Last week, y'all, I tell y'all a story about my husband. Last week, he sent me a text in the middle of the afternoon. He was at a casino. Well, he's supposed to be at work. He is retired, but he does work. He was at a casino. And then later I checked, he's at the fucking strip club. I'm like, kind of fucking life you're living, man. He started his day at the strip club to have the buffet with a friend. And then, which I didn't know about. And I'm like, I'm over here gimpy legged. What if I have fallen and my knee is messed up? I'm over here. He's hours away from me. I don't even know. He goes from the strip club to the gambling, back to the strip club. That was his day, his work day. I made he has an office somewhere, darling. I made him keep an office. But these guys are here. That's why he's here. But give yourself a plan that has a little bit more freedom, especially if you are starting to really embrace planning. Make it easy. How can I make this super easy on myself? And then, as far as like celebrate your wins, it's like it's not always like, woohoo, it's wonderful. Like it could just is even it does not have to be like a rah-rah cheerleader. It can be, I'm just really glad I did that for myself. I'm taking a step in the right direction. This is exactly the direction I want to be going. It's like reassurance, not like celebration will come, but again, it's those baby steps. Like even with my coffee, like I don't get up and like do a, you know, a chant and a cheer when my coffee is made. But it's like, I'm glad I did that for myself. That was good. Like this plant is dying. I'll kill a plant. And even little things like that, y'all. I turned on the Zoom this morning before I hit start, and I was like, that plant is about dead. And I was like, you know what? You got 3 minutes. Go put water in it. And so I got up, I went into the kitchen, I put water in the plant. And then when I went and sat it down, back down, I'm like, I have been avoiding that for days. I'm glad I did that. It's those moments. Those are the moments, y'all. I could have said, I can't believe I've let this fucking plant get to this shape. I knew I was going to do this. It's awful. I could say that. But instead, I'm like, I'm glad I took the time to do that. That's so good. Those are the moments. It's those little micro moments when you say, I need to go water that plant, and you actually get up and water the plant. That you want to be thankful. You want to be like, thank goodness I just did that for myself. Yes, Dawn, I'm going to tell you something. I've been looking at that plant for about 3 weeks. God bless it. It's hanging on, and I love him, little plant. And he's been good to me, you know, and I need to be good to him. It literally took like 2 minutes. That's true. Oh, Karen said she did reach out. She was hanging on to a friend. Thanks for the advice on letting my friend go. She did reach out once to try to get a reaction, but I deleted it. Girl, focusing on the friends who treat me like I deserve and who appreciate how I treat them. Girl, you deserve that too. I love it. Sierra says, what if the discomfort heaviness lasts longer than a few minutes? I binge every afternoon and I'll feel like shit for hours until I go eat. I want you to watch your thoughts. This whole beginning of this call, a lot of times it's how you're talking about it. I better not do it. This is too hard. I don't want to do this. I do this every day. Why do I keep doing this? I need to not do this. This is so wrong. I'm never going to get to my goals. Or you could say, this is the hard part. It's not going to feel great. I'm not going to like this today, but I am just going to wait. And then if you've been here longer than 30 days, you can do the Trusting Your Body course. We talk about binge better. You know, there's binge calls that we do every month. Coach Betsy is our binge expert. She is still a binger. Corinne's best friend Jane is still a binger. And she's an Ironman triathlete. It's about how do you speak to yourself when you binge? How can you maybe identify that you're in the middle of a binge and say, for right now, I'm just going to leave these few bites. I know I want to finish this binge. How can you binge better? But if you've been here longer than 30 days, you can go under courses, pathways, and then I think it's the urge pathway. You'll see trusting your body. You can just take that one. You don't we have three courses together if you really want to work on urges. But if you're binging, I would 100% do trust. Just do trusting your body and see what you learn from that. But watch how you talk to yourself because a lot of times that is where the urge keeps happening. And then the other thing you could even do too is like get yourself an activity. I'm going to go for a walk for 15 minutes. If I come back and I still want to binge, I will. But sometimes it is just getting a little bit of space from the urge. Clear your head, put on a Corinne 365, maybe listen to a little bit of Trusting Your Body, get your mind on something else because it's going to perseverate. It's going to go in the deuter. We want to try to keep it a little bit out of the deuter. Let's see. Lee says, I think a consistent 2 pounds up for the past several weeks started from a few days after I started taking creatine. If that is what these 2 pounds are from, how long does it typically last? Oh, I don't know. Does anybody know? Oh, I know who's on this call. Kristen, Christy. Does creatine some Christy's nutrition dietitian person? Does it create weight gain? I have no idea. You will have to use the Googles or something. I'm not sure. So we'll see if she answers. It shouldn't. No, it doesn't. Oh, Paula says it can at first. It's just been a couple of weeks. Look at, has anything else changed? It can make you retain water at first. Girl, Lee, just keep on drinking water. It could increase thirst. Okay, there you go. That could be all it is. Give it another week or two. Keep the faith. I love that. We have such smart members. I love that so much. Oh, Danielle said every time she starts a new supplement, she gains a little weight at first. It's her body's reaction to it. I love that. That's so good. I love y'all. It always makes me happy because y'all are so smart, so much smarter than me. If afternoon eating binging pattern is a decade of my life, then what is the low-hanging fruit on this one? Set a timer for 15 minutes, go out and do a walk. And then if you still want to binge, binge. It's easy as that. Maybe you lay out your binge food today. You're like, when it's over, today I'm willing to stop. Normally I eat this much food. Today I'm gonna eat this much food, which is a little bit less. And I'm gonna be okay with that today. I'm gonna be okay with that today. That's the low-hanging fruit. It's not about getting rid of the binge. It's about binging a little bit better, doing it a little bit better. What is one thing that feels doable that I can do that feels fairly easy? Not 100% easy. And then watch your thoughts as you do it. What are you going to say to yourself when it feels difficult? What are you going to say? Practice that now. Decide ahead of time. I was working with somebody in email today. I told you I was up answering emails. She's been afraid of the scale. She doesn't want to weigh. And I said, well, the scale is a scale. The number's a number, whether you know it or not. And so my advice was her to her was, what do you think the scale is? What's the number you think it says? Now add 15 pounds. You get on the scale, and that higher number is the number. Practice. What are you going to say to yourself? What are you going to make it mean? How do you want to think and feel about that number? Practice it ahead of time. Oh, I understand picking low-hanging fruit. This is very common, but I have so many choices and find it hard to pick one and keep up with it. Also, sometimes I want to pick the high-hanging fruit. I get confused. You always are going to want to pick the high-hanging fruit because that's what we've always done. You got to do it hard. You got to do it big, or it's not going to do anything. That's what we've been taught about everything in our life, and it is simply not true. The reason that it's hard to pick one low-hanging fruit when you have several is because you're afraid you're going to pick the wrong one. But all that does is keep you in action. If I've got 10 low-hanging fruit to pick from, I just pick one and decide that's the one. And then your brain's gonna like, well, what if the other one could have been better? Maybe, but I'm doing this one right now. I'll get to that one next. Don't sit in confusion. Just make a decision, even if it's wrong, and go after it. Go all in on it. And the reason that you're like, you find it hard to pick one and keep up with it is because you don't have a plan, typically. If I'm gonna drink water, what is my plan? Do I set a timer on my phone? It's not a you problem. Thank you, James Clear. It's a process problem. If I've decided I'm gonna, I eat a snack every day at 2 o'clock and I don't really think I'm hungry, I'm gonna set an alarm on my phone for 2 o'clock to drink water, to go take a walk, to go to the bathroom if I'm at work, to remind me of what I'm gonna do. And then once that alarm goes off to let me know, that it's 2 o'clock. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait 15 minutes. If I want to eat, I'm gonna set another timer on my set a 15 minute timer. And then in 15 minutes, if I want to eat, I'll eat. You've got to set up your environment to make it easy on yourself. Have a plan. Cause sitting here thinking, I'm gonna ask myself about that 2 o'clock snack. Well, at 2 o'clock, when your body releases ghrelin, because you've been eating at 2 o'clock every day and you're like, oh, I'm hungry. I think I might, I know I just ate 20 minutes ago at lunch, but it's 2 o'clock. I eat at 2 o'clock. Your brain is not gonna be like, oh, and remember you were gonna wait 10 minutes. No, you've got to remind your brain until your brain gets with the program and starts to remind you. You got to do the heavy lifting at first. It's not going to do it for you. And the more you do it and the more you practice it, your brain finally gets on board and it's like, oh, that's right. We don't do that anymore. I remember we don't do that anymore. But when you've picked one and you're sitting in decision that maybe it was the wrong one and you don't have a plan for it, yes, it is very difficult to keep going. But again, it's the thoughts. You've got to listen to what you keep telling yourself. Maybe that's the wrong one. Maybe it is. Could be. But you know what? Every step in the right direction is a step in the right direction. But as long as I'm doing something, it's better than doing nothing. I can sit around and be confused, or I can sit around and get to doing something. Those are my two choices. I got two choices right now. Something is better than nothing. Anything is better than what I'm doing right now. Those are some great thoughts. Maybe that other thing would help me a little bit more. And you know what? I'll get to it next. I'll figure it out when I get there. We have got to quit trying to take. It's like if you want to eat, you see, I have a good, you know, I love an analogy. I love an analogy. What you think about those marshmallows? Okay. You look at them, get think about 10 marshmallows. Okay. Now, they're all different colors and flavors and like different things. Like we're making our own marshmallows and you can't decide which one, but you want to eat all 10 of them. I know this is a bad example because we're a weight loss company, but whatever. Go with it. It just came to me like a thief in the night. So you pick one and you put it in your mouth and you're like, oh, that's like lemon. I don't like lemon. I thought it was going to be pineapple. Well, you don't go find another yellow one and just stick it in on top of the yellow one and be like, oh, that's not it either. That's banana. Ugh, I want pineapple. And you just keep shoving it in your mouth. Finally, you got a mouthful. You can't even breathe no more. But if you would just finish the one and go get the next one, eventually you're going to figure it out. You'll get to the pineapple one. But what we want to do is we take a bite and we're like, well, we still need to work on this, but we want to work on this too. And now we got two in our mouth. And then we're like, oh shit. Duh. Yes, we need to do that. The chocolate. Yes, the variety chocolate. Who didn't hate them damn thing? Every one of my head was squished. You squish them. See which one was caramel. But that's the way we have to do it. We can't just keep shoving in our mouth. We got to finish what we got and then pick the next one. Get through with one thing before we pick another thing. But what we're trying to do is we try to shove it all in at one time and we can't keep up with it. We don't even know what we're doing anymore. It don't even taste like nothing because it's so convoluted. We just pick one thing and go for it. And then when that's done and we get good at that, then we pick the next thing. And then maybe you start out with 10 things to do, but now you just have 9 things to do. 9 things. Every time you pick something, your choice get less. That's the way we got to do it. We have to. If taking everything and biting it all off at one time worked, if the pantry purge and calling off carbs and we change and then we're going to go to bed and then we're going to drink water and then we're going to wait for hunger and then we're going to stop it enough. We're going to plan. We're going to go to every life call. If all of that worked, we'd all be naked on a beach. Sipping a pina colada, I'm telling you, we would all be at goal weight. It never worked. It never will work. It never has worked. Let's try something different, y'all. Won't we just do something? Shocker. Let's quit repeating the same pattern. just stop. If it all, and, but what we do is we look, we're like, but we lost 50 pounds. Yeah, and you gained 70 back. Because when you started to eat like a normal person and you started having all the foods that you couldn't have because you didn't learn how to eat them on the way down, it all came back. We got to stop. Got to stop. You've got to include the chocolate. You got to have Cheetos. You got to have Cheez-Its. You got to have frozen yogurt. I'm not going to swear off frozen yogurt for the rest of my entire life. I better figure out how to have a relationship with it right now today. Got to. Got to. Because it's going to come up. I got to figure out how to go out and have dinner and drinks with my friends because I'm not going to swear it off for the next 50 years of my life. I'm not. Now I can put myself in a bubble right now today and eat, you know, fruits and berries and grains and just drink water and have nothing, no life, and I can lose all my weight. But then what happens whenever I step outside in life? We got to do it different, y'all. If biting everything off at one time worked, it would have worked already. If cutting food out of our life, if counting points and macros and carbs and all that bullshit worked, we'd be at goal and we would have gotten there and we would have stayed there, but we didn't. We didn't. We gotta do something different. We got to. We, you just, I just, I, again, I just see these women that quit on themselves and and it's because they want to go back to what somebody telling them what to do and counting and shit. And it's awful. And they're never going to figure out how to live their life. And it just tears me up inside. Anyway, this is not how I thought this was going to go. Yeah. Jackie said, I get overwhelmed and then paralyzed. Here's your thought, Jackie. I know there are a lot of choices, but if I just pick one, I bet it's going to get me on my path. There you go. There's your thought. Because again, whenever you get overwhelmed, you feel overwhelmed because there's too many. I'm going to pick the wrong one. This isn't going to be right. It's never going to get, that's your thought. And then you're like, well, fuck, I won't do nothing. Which, you know, hey, that gets you exactly where you want to go. Never. We got to work on that thought. We got to work on that thought and say, I am willing to try one thing, even if it's wrong. It's the same. Like, if anybody has ever had a baby and they are screaming and you don't know, it's like they could be hungry, they could be hot, they could be cold, they need a diaper change. Well, that's too many choices. I'm just not gonna do anything. What do you start doing? You pick one and go through with it. You offer them a bottle. Well, that wasn't it. You put them in a cool bath. Well, that wasn't it. You start ticking it down. You don't say, well, just fuck, lay there and cry. I got too many things, too many choices. Don't know what to do. I'm just gonna sit here. We don't do that. But for whatever reason, when we have choices about how we're gonna change our whole entire life and create an amazing relationship with food and get to our goal weight, we just sit. We can't do that, y'all. Gotta do one thing. I did not mean. See, this is the steroids talking. Steroids. Maybe I just need to take steroids every like Tuesday for Wednesday. Let's see. Jackie said, I was wondering, I'm having a small wine for my challenge and now realize I don't want it every night. Does that work for the challenge process? If you want it to, it 100% can, or you can pick something else. I've seen several. Kathy Hartman just switched hers. She was like, it was not lighting me up. And then another member had posted about maple cookies. And she was like, I had my husband go out and get me some maple cookies, and this is much better for my challenge. So there's that. I mean, you can always switch. Let's see. Okay, accountability group falling apart. One person left, second ghosting us. I'm moving in different direction, but feel bad about wanting out. No, don't feel bad about wanting out. This is your journey, Donna, that you can still stay friends with them. That's the thing. Like when an accountability, you know, group breaks up or whatnot, maybe I'll just move more into friends or whatnot. You know, you said one person left and the second is ghosting us. Maybe the one that's left, you and her, are just friends. And then you decide what you want to work on. And you are like, I still want to be your friend. I love you. Like, you know all my secrets. Like, we tight. But you know what? Now we're just friends. We're not even working on weight loss anymore, really. That's kind of how me and my, that's my accountability group right there. That's kind of how we are. We're like, nah. I mean, we'll talk about weight loss, but like, we're really, I mean, we're traveling to Puerto Vallarta in January. We're going on vacation again in July. Like, we're turning to travel buddies more than like accountability, straight up accountability. If I ask them for accountability, they'll give it to me. But like, we're just, they're my best friends, like, just in the whole wide world. So, like, I mean, you know, it's okay. Relationships change, things change. And a lot of times, I will tell you, long-term accountability, if it works, is amazing. That is rare. That's why if you go on the website under community and it's like a accountability something, what's it called? Creating accountability. We have a whole sheet on there. And it's really good if you're going to do an accountability group, if you're going to post, we give you a post, how to post, how to get accountability, include a picture so it stops to scroll. There's an if then worksheet, like if they ghost, then I can do this. We even give you a little script to help you kind of navigate those things. But that's one reason it's like every 30 days, re-up. Start an accountability group with, we're going to do this for 30 days, see what happens. See what happens. And then at 30 days, be like, how did it go for everybody? What's our next focus? Anybody want out? Give them a way out. I think I'm working on drinking. I know none of y'all drinks. I'm gonna get out of this group and I'm gonna go post about a drinking group. Whatever it is. There's tips and tricks on that, Holly, about what to work on that page. Yeah, Jane, her accountability partner left. No BS, they're still really good friends. I love that. One of my accountability partners still isn't in. I don't even call him accountability partner, but if I did not get to your question, email me or write in to Ask Coaches. The coaches will help you there. I was on a lot of soapboxes, y'all, a lot, but I hope y'all know how much I love you, how much we love you. And you know, whenever I say, like, people are like, I don't believe I can get there. I don't believe it's for me. I don't believe I can figure it out. All this other kind of stuff. We believe it for you. I have so much belief in every single one of you that you will figure it out. I believe it in my spirit. Like, in my soul, I know that you can figure it out. And I know that if you ask for help, you can ask anybody in this membership that's ever reached out for help. They'll tell you we will bend over backwards for y'all. And that is a fact, Jack. I promise you. But we need to know what you need help with, and we will do everything we can. We love you. This is your home. These are your people. So just let us know what you need. Let us know what you need, and we will help you. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Bye.